Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to spend time with one of my favorite people on the planet, Joel Barker, one of the great futurists, folks, that you'll ever read or hear about. And he's been doing this now for a long time. And when Joel speaks, people listen. He's the author of a number of books. You can find all that at joelbarker.com. You want to read his blog and the things that he writes about this. And Joel, one of the things that you've done for me is as much as anybody, has helped me to understand the concept of implications. And as I try to apply my foresight work for the marketplace, for small businesses in my work, I over the years I've increasingly tried to see where things were going, where I could, if I could make a difference, in seeing something, I always try to look for the implications. And I love the concept of cause and effect is fascinating to me. And you've created, of course, that's your world, that's your life. And you created a resource called the Implications Wheel, and I'd like for you to tell the audience how it works.
Well, it's a tool that allows small groups to get together and basically answer the following question. If we were to do X, that is introduce a new innovation or change a policy or go after a new set of customers, what would be the long-term implications of doing that? And the tool basically controls the conversation so that it's very efficient. And what you do is you take whatever that center item is, you know, let's call it an innovation, we're going to have a new innovative product we want to have, and you ask a very simple question: what kinds of things might happen as a direct result of this innovation being introduced?
Mm-hmm.
And that first ring of implications, consequences, are called first-order consequences, and it's what most people spend most of their time thinking about. What I have found in my work is that's only the beginning of the conversation. And so the implications wheel is, in fact, it looks like a wheel. It takes all of those first-order consequences and asks what the consequences of those might be. Those are second-order consequences. And then it presses it out one step further to third-order consequences. So if people have got that kind of picture in their mind, here's what happens when you do that. You uncover implications that as soon as you see them, it goes, oh, yeah, that could happen. But if I'd ask you to write a list of implications, you never would have even gotten close to that because the sequence is not right. And so this tool is great for small and large businesses who want to have a process that allows them to assess new ideas, assess emerging trends, assess changes in regulations very quickly. Basically, an hour and a half to 2 hours is all it takes. And the end result is a much broader understanding of the potential consequences, both opportunities and risks.
So, for example, one of the most fascinating things going on right now is Uber, the Uber cab organization.
Yep.
And folks, if you're not familiar with it, they're completely disrupting the traditional cab industry, the taxi industry. So the first consequence of Uber is that it's disrupted the cab industry, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So then what you would say, okay, we can see that this is they got a business model, we got a business model, and our business models are clashing. But what if in the next level of consequence, the next implication, what if Uber is free? What if they didn't charge money for Uber?
Or what if they sold a license that gave you unlimited use?
The reason I'm saying what I'm doing is let's take money out of the equation.
Oh. Hmm.
So, for example, you and I used to buy magazines.
Right.
20 years ago, what if somebody said, what if you could get a magazine for free?
Yeah.
Guess what? We have that now.
Yep.
So my point is, those are the kinds, that's a second level, third level implication. Those are the kinds of questions you have to ask yourself, don't you?
Kind of, but I do want to be, the thing that's important, what you started off is actually the center of the wheel. What if Uber started providing free service?
There you go.
With advertising inside the backseat.
Right.
You know, so we add the details. Then what the wheel does is it says, here are the positive and negative consequences that would spill out of that. By the way, the flip side, let me just give you an example. Flip side is the taxi company puts Uber in and explores the implications for them, and they find in the third order is actually a very good business for them.
Mm-hmm.
They make some adjustments.
I'm almost out of time. You've got an event coming up you want to invite people to.
In July 28th through the 1st of August,
we'll
be in a training session. And if they go to joelbarker.com, they can look up the information on the workshop. And if they want to get trained in it, they can address us right through the...
Find out about this very special opportunity, folks, on joelbarker.com. It could change your business. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Yep.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.